Let us pray. Loving God, make each of us part both of the catching and of the being caught. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Simon and his friends encounter Jesus in today's lesson. At the end of a long night of fishing, they are tired, they're hot, they're sweaty, they stink, they're smelly, and on this night, they caught no fish. It's tempting to be distracted by the fishing story that Luke gives us. Here is yet another epiphany, we can easily say, a miracle even. Jesus is shown forth to have a command over the elements of nature. By providing an abundance of food, we have a miracle. Except I don't think, at least for me today and perhaps for you, this is not a story about a miracle. The story is seen by some as justification for what has become known as the prosperity gospel. The prosperity gospel worldview is that if you give to God, then God will give to you. In this story, the prosperity gospel would say that we have an example of Jesus having a need. He needed to get in a boat so he could speak to the crowd. And Simon allowed Jesus the use of his boat. In return, Simon was given by God a huge catch of fish. When I was a student at Oral Roberts University back in the 1970s in Tulsa, I remember Oral having a sermon we heard about once a year on this scripture. He loved it. And he described this haul of fish as a net-breaking, boat-sinking load. Net-breaking, boat-sinking load. The prosperity gospel. Oral called his version of this seed faith living. If you plant a seed out of your need, then God will give you abundance in return. You might recognize and remember the names of Jimmy and Tammy Baker from the 1980s. Today's stars of that scene are T.J. Jakes, Joyce Meyer, and here in Houston, even Joel Osteen. I was in college at ORU with the Osteen kids way back when. Joel was that big then, so I wasn't in school with him, but his big brother and sister and I were classmates and friends. You give to God, and God will give to you. Now, that's not a theology that I personally subscribe to, and I think that it misses the point of today's reading from Luke. This encounter, I believe, between Simon and Jesus is not about the intuition of Jesus concerning where the fish are going to bite. It's not even, I believe, about Jesus having some kind of divine knowledge about where the fish are. The encounter between Simon and Jesus is not about Simon's need for a load of fish, I believe. And I don't think that the encounter between Simon and Jesus is about Simon's skill or lack thereof, or his luck or lack thereof as a fisherman. The point, I believe, and the point I would offer to you today, is that God met Simon, and God meets each one of us, right in the middle of our lives, and invites us to go deeper. God met Simon and meets each one of us in the middle of our lives and invites us to go deeper. Invites us to move out of the safety of the shallow end and to go deeper. Invites us right at the point of our failure to go deeper. Invites us at the time when we've struggled the hardest to go deeper. Invites us when we have fished all night long and don't have a single thing in our net to go deeper. All night, Simon said, and nothing. All night and nothing. I don't know how well that might describe the experience of your own spiritual lives from time to time in your life. I can tell you it describes episodes in my life, of my spiritual life from time to time. You might come to church here at Ascension as primarily for your spiritual renewal because it's a place where you find strength for the journey. And that's a wonderful reason to come to church. But if that's why you come to church, Have you ever been bored at church? Did you go home with no new strength for the journey? Have you ever said with Simon, all night long and nothing? Well, maybe God is inviting you to go deeper. Maybe you come to Ascension as a place where you can put your faith into action. That's a good reason to come to church too. Have you ever been dissatisfied or frustrated about that? Unhappy with the decisions or the directions of the church? Perhaps unhappy because there's no decision and no direction of the church? Can you've ever said with Simon, once again, all night long and nothing? Maybe God is inviting you to go deeper. Because that is where God is, will most often meet us. Right when we least expect it, right where we least expect it. When we feel uncomfortable, when we're itchy, when we're frustrated, when we're dissatisfied, when we're tired, when we're sweaty, and when we stink, and when we're smelly, after all night long and having nothing. When I reflect back on my own life, I can find plenty of times when I was flush with financial and career success. I was flying high, everything was good, because I knew right where all those fish were going to be. I thought that I loved the deep water. I thrived on every challenge that I took to go deeper because I was in control of all that. It was my boat. It was my nets. I knew where the fish were. Everything was good. So I thought. God finally had to take a 2x4 and hit me against my hard spiritual head to get my attention. And that's when I found out that actually I had been playing it very, very safe in the kiddie end of the pool. I had a wonderful career in the oil and gas industry. I worked all over the world. It turned out that that success that I was enjoying was not, in fact, all that God had in mind with me. I was at a funeral yesterday of a wonderful patriarch of St. Stephen's Church where I was ordained from, and I saw George's widow, Sharon. It was in a Bethel Bible series study with Sharon Cunningham a long time ago. And we were going around what was most important in our lives around the circle. And I said, in my wisdom of my late 20s, early 30s, that the most important thing in my life was be the best division order supervisor that Union, Texas had ever had, to mentor my people and process payments and find royalty owners and get them paid. That was the goal of my life. And Sharon cleared her voice and looked at me and said, that is not the most important thing in your life. It cannot be the most important thing in your life. Well, it took me 25 more years to process that. I'm a slow learner sometimes, but that voice of Sharon and her eyes looking at me across that circle. We were all sitting on the floor back then because we could sit down and get up back then. We can't do that anymore. But that was a moment when I thought I was living the high life in the deep end, and she cut me up short. It took me 25 years, but I got there. Because that being the best division order super that Union, Texas had ever had was not, in fact, what God had in mind for me. And after I came to my senses, decades later, I trusted God to let go of my hand, throw me into the deep end. And when I came up out of the water, I realized that I had a call to ordained ministry. It took Bishop Payne a couple of years to walk down that road with me, but he finally said, let's go. And here I am today, a priest. So at least for me, and I would challenge you today, that this story in Luke's gospel actually has nothing to do with fish. Simon and his friends were professional fishermen. They were extremely successful fishermen if they had their own boats in their nets. They certainly knew how to fish. They certainly knew that in the Sea of Galilee you fish at night and not in the bright sunlight of the day. Nevertheless, Simon agreed to go out into the deep, cast his nets, just as Jesus suggested. So I think that Jesus called Simon, and I believe that each of us is called to do one thing or another, but it's always to go out into the deep places. To those deep places in our individual spiritual lives, to those deep places in your lives as a parish community, to those deep places as you work together in this place to welcome the stranger, to return the radical hospitality that God extended to you when you first came here, to those deep places where you and God can co-create a society and a culture that provides safety and justice to those who have the least. Each of those deep places and ones that I don't even know about in your life will require you to trust one another more. It will require you in those deep places to trust God more. And that's what I think today's lesson is about. It's not about that if we plant a seed out of our need, that God will give us a net-breaking, boat-sinking load. It's not about an abundance of material prosperity. It's about, though, an abundant life. It's about a life lived out in the deep. It's about living our lives deeply in the trusting God, in spite of our fears, in spite of our frustrations, in spite of our all-night fishing with nothing in the net. God has an abundant life in mind for each of us, an abundant life lived out there in the deep. Loving God, make each of us part of both the catching and of the being caught. Amen.